You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Bark and Peege Know Everything. From politics to sports, to people, to places, to comedy. Bark and Peege truly know everything there is to know about everything. All the way down to 2 + 2 = 4.
Oh my God, they do know everything.
My God, yes, we do know everything.
We know it all.
We know everything. Welcome to this new podcast. It was me and Peege on the Back Row Talk Show, but we wanted to rebrand. We wanted our faces on a fucking podcast logo.
I've never had that before.
Well, you do now, Peege.
I'm so excited.
You do now. What we're going to do with this show is talk about what we know, and that happens to be what, PJ?
Everything, dude.
Fucking everything.
I'm a certified genius.
We know all of it.
Every
we know everything. Everything.
I opened my third eye one time.
My third eye has been open for a long time. And I'm not even joking. I've been spiraling out since 1992.
Really?
Yeah.
That's before I was born. You're old.
Spiraling out. Yeah. So the introduction to this show, speaking of me being old, I am 39 and PJ is 21. So you're going to get two different perspectives. You're going to get not a boomer, goddammit. I'm
you
not
are
a boomer.
Boomer.
You're going to get a on-the-fence, teeter-tottering Gen X / millennial, because millennials start in some books in 81 and in some books it's 82. Gen Xers sometimes run into 83. So I'm a hybrid of a Gen X and a millennial. And then you're getting the true millennial take as well.
I'm like right on the line of a 90s kid. Like 98 is like that last little tiny bit where it's like, are you truly a 90s kid?
Yeah.
And I was kind of a 90s kid.
You kind of are. But, Peege, tell everybody just a little bit about yourself and just a quick rundown of who Peege is before we get this episode started.
Well, Peege is, like I said, a 21-year-old gamer nerd who is kind of funny and really enjoys doing podcasts with his friends Bark, who knows stuff because we're geniuses. And that's just how life goes. But I don't know stuff.
I know everything.
That's true. He knows everything.
We really do. For a 39er and a 21er to know everything, it's just impressive. We just know everything. You just need to accept it and listen to the show. I'm Bark. I run the Back Row Fantasy Show Fantasy Football Podcast, Obscure Mics on YouTube, Back Row Reacts on YouTube, the Back Row Network of Sports Podcasts with 15 NFL teams currently, and a little bit more here and there, but who gives a fuck about that? Let's talk about what I know, not what I do. This week, me and Peege know loud trucks and bad band names.
I know both things really well because we're in rural Ohio.
Yeah, and we know them. We live in southern Ohio. So to kick it off, we fucking know loud trucks, son.
I do. I live right on the main drag of a town, and there's like two factories there and a trucking facility. And
a trucking facility. See, now your words are getting better.
Yeah.
You're not as ripped.
I'm a genius.
You're a genius. You know everything.
But yeah, dude, it's like every time a semi goes by, I could be in the back of my house playing Xbox and people can hear the trucks going by through my mic.
It's annoying.
It's terrible.
It's super annoying. And I live on a road that is like bordering on town and bordering on the country. And there's a set of railroad tracks just a few feet from my house. And apparently that's the starting point for some kind of fucking redneck race.
Is it?
Apparently, because anytime anything loud, Harley, truck, trailer bitch, anything gets close to it, it gets loud. If a girl walks across it with only seven to eight teeth, she's like, God damn, throw me my cigarettes, Bick, you son of a bitch. I'm like, ma'am, I'm sitting on my porch smoking and there's no one around you. You are not walking with a friend. You don't even have a friend. Quit yelling at Becky. Becky doesn't exist. Then we got trucks. Big, loud, Ford F-150s, Ford 250 Super Duties. Don't give a fuck about your truck.
It's supercharged and I'm rolling coals.
Whatever. Whatever, man. These people fucking rev their truck up. Let me tell you something, Peach. Anybody who's got a big, loud truck with big tires, I don't give a fuck if you're listening right now. You got a tiny dick. You're trying to make up for something by driving a goddamn loud truck that annoys me and wakes up my kids. You fucking hill jack fuck. I know your loud truck. I don't like it.
It's like anytime I see 19-inch rims at a Walmart parking lot here, I'm like, oh my God, babe, look, tiny dick. Tiny dick.
Yeah. Like, what are you trying to make up for? And then you pass a guy like that in town, and he just rips it because, oh, shit, there's a car by me. I gotta fucking use what my money's buying. Gotta put this $798 payment a month to use. Hit the gas, you son of a bitch. Fuck off, dude.
One time I was walking down the street, and some dude in a diesel truck just gunned it and fucking covered me in smoke.
That's annoying.
Dude, I seriously, like, if he would have just parked right by me, I probably would have beat the shit out of him.
Maybe. I don't know if you could beat the shit out of anyone, but...
Are you trying to say I'm a teddy bear?
Well, I mean, you look like Ed Sheeran.
I don't anymore. I got a haircut.
I heard Ed Sheeran won a freestyle battle rap against a bunch of real rappers not that long ago, but I don't think he could whip some ass.
Can we react to that?
If I can find it, we absolutely...
That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah, if I can find it, we will react.
I want
to
a rap battle.
But I just don't. I'm just not so sure. If someone is similar to you in size and stature, I'm putting my money on Peach.
Well, thank you.
But if it's one of those rednecks that's like got their red man hat on.
Well, you pick and choose your battle.
And a fucking like thick Dura-Blend Carhartt button-up shirt with the sleeves cut out and the frays are coming off the shoulders, I'm pretty sure he's going to fucking smoke you.
I straight up won't fuck with anybody wearing a sleeveless shirt.
Well,
like, suns out, guns out, guys. I'm like, uh-uh.
Like, you see Tekashi 6ix9ine in a sleeveless, are you going to run?
Oh, fuck that, My Little Pony.
See?
That's different, but like, I don't know. It's like, one time there was this crackhead arguing with his girlfriend right in front of my house.
See, I respect crackhead more than I respect a guy in an F-250. Blowing smoke.
Oh, dude, that's debatable.
No, it's not.
I had a person come into my place of employment today, high on meth with her kids, and I was like, God, I want to call CPS on you so bad.
Why?
You're so irresponsible.
Didn't you?
Well, her husband was there, and he wasn't. He's a good guy, and I've talked to him before. Like, he doesn't do that, and he's really mad at his wife that she's gotten into this.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want... That's the mother of his kids, and he's, like, trying to fix things before he just breaks it off.
Okay.
And I respect that.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't want to get CPS involved and make him lose his kids because of
that.
Her bad choices.
I get that.
Because
respect
I know
that.
Things.
Yeah. Well, we know everything. But,
everything.
You know, so apparently... I shouldn't even question your decision making since we do know everything and you made that call. I need to respect that. So I need to respect
that.
The fact that you knew what you were doing and not calling CPS.
For being 21, I'm like 27 mentally.
Well,
sometimes.
I'll give you that to an extent. I can hand that to you. That's fine. Okay.
Like about real things? Yeah. But when it comes to like hanging out with my friends, I'm like 13.
Okay.
I'm probably 13.
I'm with you there. That's fine. I get it. Harleys. I want to move on. I don't want to focus on just the truck fuckers, even though a lot of them, and you know who you are, Trump 2020 stickers in the back of your Super Duty.
I almost rear-end anybody with a MAGA sticker.
Yeah, me too. Then you got Confederate flags. You got Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes pissing on libs, fucking libtards. We know who you are. We know who you guys are driving those trucks.
People with Harleys that fly gigantic Confederate flags while they're going down the road.
Yeah, there's those guys. Well, okay, a Harley is another thing, too. Loud trucks piss me off. Loud Harleys piss me off even more because it's a fucking motorcycle. It's two wheels. All those guys, not all of them, I know some of you out there are pretty cool, but most of those Harley guys that do not, like, pay $80 for a Harley hat.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
Yeah, the
seriously,
people that
$80.
Do the branding. The people that do the branding, like, just wearing it everywhere. Harley Davidson, sleeveless shirts, I will fuck with you. I will kill you.
It's basically like, no one talked to me in high school, so I'm going to wear all black Harley gear and fucking rev this thing up.
Most of those people are the same ones that own, like, the F-250s that are, like...
Yeah, they are.
Doing gun at point right in front of your house.
Yeah. But here's the funny thing. So, they're big and they're bad and they, you know, they were real dweeby in school, but now they've got a full beard. Now they've got a beard that hangs down to their chest. And it's just burly and fuzzy. And they've got all the Harley gear on. And then they're playing... This is what you hear when they go by. When they're not revving their engine, that sweet Tennessee whiskey.
I was going to go with
strawberry wine. Like, come on, dude. Are you hardcore or are you jamming out strawberry wine in your free time? You've got to make a decision in life. You can't love Shania Twain and sport all Harley gear and rev your motor. You got to choose one or the other.
Well, there's the same guys that like Old Town Road and stuff like that.
Are you talking like Nos X Old Town Road?
I believe it's Lil Nos X.
It is Lil Nos X, but I don't mind Old Town Road, and I don't like the song particularly. I like the person.
Yeah, he is a cool
person.
So
get off of him. You don't know everything after all.
No, I mean, I like him. He's a cool guy, but I just don't. That song is terrible, and it was way overplayed and way overhyped. I don't know why it got as big as it did. I've heard some of his other music that I like, and I'm like, this should be bigger than it is.
It's catchy. It's catchy.
In a bad way.
I can't hate on it, and I can't hate on him. I love him too much. He's just a little fucking little cutie bear. Fucking, listen, I saw him performing that song for a bunch of kids in a grade school, and they were having the time of their lives, and I just, that made me not dislike the song at all. Like, there's actions that can make a song that I normally wouldn't like really likable. Now I'm just like, I just love that dude. He could make the shittiest song in the world, like one of those Lil artists, like Lil Xan.
Lil Skies.
I don't even know that one. He could make a song that bad, and I would love it because I love him.
It's situational, though. Like, that's cool. It's awesome that he did that for an elementary school, and I could see why kids would enjoy that song, but it's the same guys that are in big F-250s chewing Copenhagen Long Cut Wintergreen and smoke up the road, blaring Old Town Road.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never heard anybody in this town jamming that out in a big truck.
Are you serious?
No, I am. Oh, my God. I know that rap is the cool thing when you're in an F-250 and you're completely dressed like you like Hank Williams Jr. I know that that's the cool thing now. You want to look like Waylon Jennings is your idol, but it turns out it's Lil Yachty. I know. I get it. I know that's the cool trend now. Justin boots, camo hat. Lil Yachty pumping out the back of the 250.
Lil Yachty's a weird one because it's kind of the same thing with you. I don't like his music or anything, but like I've watched interviews with him and he himself, like he's always just really high and he just likes to joke around all the time. Like the name Lil Yachty's kind of just a joke to him. Like
that's why I like Post Malone. Yeah, Post Malone's like the most lovable little you know gremlin on the planet.
Like it's weird they just lovable. Have these like kind of bad names, but like some of them can be cool people.
See, I think Post Malone is actually an okay name.
That's a good name. I was referring to like Lil Yachty and Lil Nas X.
Question, Peach. Have you watched Post Malone's Nirvana cover concert?
I have not.
Dude, are you serious?
I have not. I didn't know he did that.
Okay, I am going to play a little bit of it for you because you will be blown away.
I guess I don't know everything after all.
Do you know Nirvana?
I do know Nirvana. It smells like Teen Spirit.
Okay. I wanted to make sure you knew them. So Post Malone did a COVID concert. Him, Travis Barker on the drums, which they're working together, doing stuff. And they did a Nirvana tribute concert. I'm going to play you a little snippet. I don't know if it's copyrighted or not, but I've never heard anyone this good at Nirvana songs besides
Nirvana.
Nirvana, besides Kurt Cobain. Like, it is seriously fucking amazing. What's one of your favorite? We'll just do this. Let's play Lithium. This is
sick of being upsold at gyms.
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's Post Malone. And it's incredible.
I'm so happy because today I found my friends here in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you. I'm broken on ears. Sunday morning, it's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles. In a daze, cause I found God. Yeah.
That's really good.
And it really is.
He sounds so good.
That is not even the best one. Hold on.
What'd you think about a song with Ozzy Osbourne?
It was okay.
I like it a lot. I listen to it pretty frequently.
All right, check this one out real quick, and then we'll move on.
One blame me to another says I'm lucky to met you.
That was Jim from The Office. Looks like it.
I like the top comment there. Says he should take a break from the rap game and drop a grudge album.
Dude,
I would love that.
I love Post Malone.
He's really, really good.
And my wife actually was the first person that got into Post Malone in our family, and she is such a hippie. Like, she loves Rolling Stones, Van Morrison. She's a 90s grunge girl too, but all of a sudden she's listening to Post Malone's, you know, what's his most famous album, the Beer Bongs and Bentleys?
Yes.
She loves that album.
Rockstar is a really good song.
It makes no sense for her to love that album, but she loves it. And now I love everything he does. And now I see him doing like all these nice things. And I'm like, I'm in love with this tattooed face fucking postie.
It's weird because I followed him before he started getting all the tattoos. And I've watched him get the tattoos on his face.
Yeah.
Like, just as they've progressed. It's really weird to watch.
I just really like him.
Yeah.
I really, really like him. Now, since we delved into music, we're going to leave you loud truck and motorcycle fuckers alone. We're going to leave you alone. Go back inside. Turn on Designing Women. Turn on, you know, some of your other favorite shows like 90 Day Fiancé and The Bachelor. And then tomorrow you get out and you get in your loud thing and you go prove you're a man. Okay? We're going to leave you alone. You go in and watch your soaps. Tomorrow, prove that you're a man with a loud truck. We'll get to you later. I'm sure I'll rain on you again because, again, I know you're a bunch of big fucking wussies.
You're forgetting a key element
here. Because I know everything.
You're forgetting a key element.
What's that?
The Copenhagen long cut.
Well, they
always have some pinch of dip in, and you can eat. I can
or
see.
Or
one.
They smoke while going 60 miles an hour down the highway, which is laughable. How are you getting enjoyment out of smoking down the highway with no windshield at 60 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting any enjoyment out of that. You're just trying to look cool with your beard flying behind your ear and the cigarette sticking out on the side that the beard's not flying on. Like, give me a fucking break.
With a load of lumber in the back.
Give me a break.
Unsecured, waiting to just pop out and break somebody else's windshield out.
And you got that because you got no lumber between your legs, okay? You're not packing any Louisville Slugger. You got no lumber. That's the reason you can ride that big vibratey fucking bastard machine, because it's not hurting anything. Moving on. Moving on. And I know there are some exceptions to the rules, so if you do know that you are one of the cool ones that likes, you know, Harleys, and I got no problem with Harleys. It's fucking loud ones that piss me off. But anyways, we were talking about Post Malone. We were talking about music a little bit. We also know, me and PJ, not only do we know everything, we know specific things, and we know bad band names.
I know so many bad band
names. Go ahead and start us out. What's a ridiculously bad band name?
ZZ Top.
Why?
I don't like that name.
Why is ZZ Top a bad band name?
So why do you have two Z's in the first part of your name?
To me, it could be something really secretive. Like, it could be something really cool. It could be like a New World Order or like Mark of the Beast kind of thing. Not that that's cool, but like, it could be like ZZ. If you cross-reference the number of letters Z is in the alphabet times 2 minus the New World Order and the Lizard People, there could be
52 minus the New World Order and the Lizard People.
Yeah, there could be some kind of crazy thing going on with that. And I think ZZ Top is not that terrible of a name. How dare you? It's not that great of a name either, though, to be fair.
Yeah, it's...
To be fair, it's not.
It's par. It's on par. It's not like a good... It's not a good one, but it's not a bad one.
I'm going to one-up you, okay? And we can use names. Stage names is fine. Uncle Cracker.
Oh, my God.
Like, who... What? I know that he was Kid Rock's DJ before he, you know, sprouted his own musical career from the depths of hell and called himself Uncle Cracker. Like, holy shit. Like... Am I Cousin Saltine? Is that what my stage name should be? Like, you know, Stepbrother Saltine, Stepbrother Oyster Cracker. What? Come on. Uncle Cracker? What kind of fucking name is that? And your music sucks. Really bad.
I'm going to go with Machine Gun Kelly. I like Machine Gun Kelly's music. I feel like his name was kind of a take from Tech N9ne, because Tech N9ne's name, they said that he rapped so fast, it was kind of like he was... A Tech N9ne, which is a gun.
You don't think it was from the actual gangster that carried a machine gun? Like,
that's what I've heard.
Okay. I mean, it's a bad name. I'm with you 100%.
But Machine Gun
impressed.
Kelly, it's like, I'm named after a gun too. Not even a specific gun. I'm just a machine gun, and my name is Kelly.
Yeah, I don't like it. But I will say one thing, like, even though we don't like it, I think a lot of people do.
I think
a lot of people, you know, it's that same kind of thing as the Harley and F-250 guys, but it's the young, like, wannabe fucking hardcore kids that are like, machine gun, anything with a dangerous object in the name is cool as fuck.
I like his music. I don't like his name.
I don't mind his music.
Dumb name.
I don't. It's not bad. And he's another guy, kind of like Post Malone, I do have a level of respect for, because he also plays guitar and he does covers with... Guess who? Travis Barker, who's just infiltrating all these rap guys and making cool covers and music with them. So, I mean, I've got respect for Machine Gun Kelly. He's an Ohio guy as well,
Cleveland.
You know, we're Ohio guys. So I like Machine Gun Kelly. The name, I agree with you, not that great. Now, since you named someone that you like, and the fact that you hate the name of their band, group, stage name... I am a massive fan of the Foo Fighters, but holy fuck, is that a terrible name. Holy fuck, is the Foo Fighters an absolutely terrible name.
I like the name.
It is borderline silly, is what it is. Borderline silly. You like the name the Foo Fighters? Even Dave Grohl on a documentary was like talking about all the great success and this and that and just being down to earth and cool. And at the very end, he's like, now if only I would have picked a better fucking name.
That's fair.
Even he knows Foo Fighters is a... stupid ass name.
Another one. I love the music. Weird name. You might be able to explain to me why it is the name.
Okay.
What's up with Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd? I don't hate that name at all.
That's a weird name to me.
It is.
It's very unique. I shouldn't say I hate it. It's just a very unique name, and I don't think there's anything else out there near that creativity with the names, I guess.
I'm going to be honest.
I kind of lean on the bad side of it, though.
I feel like I should know where that name originated, and I just don't. I don't have a clue. I mean, it's just one of those names I never really questioned. But I don't think it's terrible. It's not as bad as like Steely Dan.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Steely Dan's pretty bad. That's kind of a bad name.
Yeah.
But rappers. The Lil. Why does everyone have to be the Lil? You know my name on SoundCloud is Lil Bark.
Is it really?
It is.
That's really cool.
It is. Would you like to hear one of my hits?
Oh God. Okay, so listen.
I'm gonna play you one of my hits. Okay? So I've got two songs. And since this is an introductory episode, I'm fairly comfortable doing this, okay?
So if it's good, we'll collab.
Well, listen, didn't you hear my Cardi B cover when I was in Athens too? No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
Okay. Yeah, I covered what's her most famous song?
Bodak Yellow.
I covered Bodak Yellow but with Rent to Own lyrics.
I did hear that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Did you upload that to SoundCloud?
I want to say yes, but I also don't know.
I couldn't bring myself to upload a Rent to Own song to SoundCloud. I just kind of do it.
Well, I'm not.
I'll be Lil Peege.
I'm
be
not
my
afraid.
Name. Lil Peege.
I'm not afraid. Okay, so listen, I'm not a professional by any means.
Okay.
So I'm just messing around. Both of these songs were literally just me fucking around and just trying my hand at writing a quick short song. So this is my hit single. Millions of downloads worldwide. It's called Sinking.
Can I find it on Apple Music?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Millions just on SoundCloud.
Oh, gotcha.
It's called Sinking, and this is... I know music this well, and folks, do not take me seriously. I do not think it's good. What happened? I'm sinking. A social media station of degradation, a case of free thinking constipation. People differ, Christians bicker, lips get stiffer, and still we sit and think we're free. We're not free, not from hate, not debate. Is it too late? Why the fuck do we think we're so fucking great? A country divided, one-sided. Hate takes a lead, birthed from corporate greed. The world is getting dumber. Our minds got number when we called Trump's number in a social media slumber.
What year did you upload this?
Maybe 2 years ago. We're sinking. We're fucking sinking.
This is a really weird song.
I know. I'm a weird person.
I kind of like it.
Or did we just take a piss on all those free rights activists? Or should we just hop the fence? We're sinking. We're sunk.
That's the best ending ever.
Oh, shit. It was like a two-minute ditty. I just wanted to do it. So we got some guests in the house. Feel free to sit down, but not talk.
Yeah, no talking.
Yeah.
Because we know stuff and you don't.
We know everything. We literally know everything. So don't interrupt our knowing everything. We're almost done with the episode. In fact, just get the fuck out. I'm just kidding. God, you guys just look like you take it so personally.
People are going to be so confused because this isn't on video.
Yeah. This is a new podcast. It's called Bark and Peach Know Everything, and we fucking do.
We know all the stuff.
Everything.
All the stuff.
Seeing, third eye open. We know everything.
I got four eyes now because I got glasses.
Ed Sheeran knows fucking how to beat Harley guys' ass.
Yeah.
Drive a Harley or a big truck and it's loud. Old Ed Sheeran PJ is going to beat your face off.
Are we still going to talk about the Lils?
Real quick. We got 4 minutes left. Let's roll it.
We got... like Lil Yachty, there's a new one like Lil Tecca. You got Lil Mosey, you got Lil Baby, you got Lil Skies. Like, they're all bad freaking names.
There's way too
they're
many.
They're terrible, and none of the music's good either. If I see Lil in the name, I will not click on the song. You already lost me. You lost me.
I absolutely refuse to click on anything that says Lil anything.
Yeah,
just no thanks. Not gonna do it. I don't like it.
What started that movement? Like, why is
Lil Wayne? This is all... No, it is. All these guys are fans of Lil Wayne.
There's no cool Lil.
Lil Troy.
Who?
Lil Troy.
I don't even fucking know who Lil Troy is. You're thinking of Cowboy
Ball,
Troy.
That's Lil Troy.
Oh, I didn't know.
Is that really Lil Troy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I don't listen to the Lils. Yeah, I don't even listen to Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne has, like, maybe a good song. I heard he has a ghostwriter. I heard a 10-year-old white boy writes all of his songs.
Wouldn't shock me. And his songs aren't that great. I mean, I'm going to grab the fucking world and smash it on your head or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... We're a little ways off from Bob Dylan on
that
one.
We're a little ways off.
Little ways. Just a little ways off from Bob Dylan on that one. So, yeah, not a fan. Not a fan of the Lils. But again, like I said, we know everything. We're just going to cut this one there because we've got a couple of loud truck gassing bastards just waiting to record something a little more manly than Mark
stuff
and Beach
that
know
I know
everything.
Nothing about. Just going to put that in there.
That's okay. That's completely fine. So, thanks for listening. We'll be bringing more episodes of Bark and Peach Know Everything because we know everything and we got to talk about everything and you guys need to learn something.
What's the point in learning stuff if you can't talk about it?
I mean, it's got to be talked about. We're teaching here.
Yeah.
We are teaching people right now. This is what we're doing. We are helping this really messed up nation.
World. Really messed up world.
Of idiocracy. All the Camacho followers out there, we're trying to teach you because we do know everything.
We are changing lives.
Changing
by
lives.
The day.
Changing the world. You know, this is we've seen enough of the bullshit and we thought, you know what? All we have to do is have a podcast about knowing all the things we know and spreading that knowledge to you, and the next thing you know, we'll have peace and love.
Knowledge is power.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Knowing everything is power.
It's like a hypothetical if you think about it.
Yeah. We don't want to rule you with it. We want to teach you and enlighten you with
it. So
everything.
That you can rule with it, take over the world.
Exactly.
Overthrow the government.
Yes. We'll see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.